outside the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, there was a rally called Housing, Not Handcuffs, as the Supreme Court takes up the issue of whether homeless individuals can be fined for sleeping outside.
Punishing people for trying to survive outside is not only dehumanizing, it's ineffective.
That was St. Louis Alderwoman Alicia Saunier hoping the court doesn't side with an Oregon city that has put fines in place for people who sleep outside. This speaker at the rally tied the issue of homelessness to domestic violence victims.
So when survivors are calling to find housing and shelter and they are indeed in danger, there's nowhere to go.
This man made a point about public housing and public officials.
You know, the president's in public housing, so we ought to be able to do it for everybody.
So the Supreme Court's wrestling with some major questions about the growing issue of homelessness. They decided to consider this this case. It's the most significant case before the high court in decades when it comes to issues surrounding homelessness. And it comes as record numbers of people are without a permanent place to live in the U.S. This case started in rural Oregon, the town of Grants Pass, which began fining people almost $300 for sleeping outside as the cost of housing escalated. Tents sprung up all over the city and city parks. It's something that we've experienced here in the valley. Of course, we had that homeless encampment known as the Zone, where as many as 1,000 people were living outside the Human Services campus. Kind of southwest of downtown Phoenix and just to the east of the state capitol. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down that law under its holding that banning camping in places without enough shelter beds amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. So the justices appeared to be leaning towards a narrow ruling in the case after hearing arguments that showed the stark terms of the debate over homelessness in western states, which is home to one third of the country's homeless populations, California's anyway. And the argument was made, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor actually said that sleeping is a biological necessity. Where do we put them if every city, every village, every town lacks compassion and passes a law identical to this? So, you know, as we've wrestled with these kind of issues, you know, does it make sense? Because if you don't fine, if somebody doesn't pay the fine, they can end up going to jail. So you could end up in jail over this.
I would have to disagree also with the word compassion being used there, because I don't think it's a lack of compassion. I think it's a lack of resources.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
We just don't have enough shelter beds.
Yeah, and that's what that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling was all about. It said you could, you know, get, you know, have some kind of punishment, be it a fine or if a fine's not paid, actually going to jail, right, for people who urban camp, if there's enough beds, if there's enough shelter
right.
beds for the homeless in your right. town. By the way, Phoenix has a new ordinance. It was passed earlier this month that prohibits urban camping within 500 feet of any school, childcare facility, or shelter that has a sign posted notifying the ban. It would add to the city's existing ordinance that bans camping in parks, sidewalks, canals, and alleys. So this may have an effect on our actual ordinance here in the city of Phoenix. But this is, of course, addressing this homelessness problem across the country. Not really addressing the solutions, but addressing whether or not it's, and I totally get it though too, when people are like, I don't want, homeless people are camping in my neighborhood, that's not safe for my family, right? And it's certainly not safe for a business to have business if people are having to step over people and human waste and all this stuff.
When it's happening in neighborhoods, I mean, in my old neighborhood, we had people coming when we weren't home and using the hose on our front patio to take a bath.
Yeah.
So, you know, you had to put that away. It wasn't because of a lack of compassion for
right.
those people.
Right.
You just can't have that.
Yeah, exactly.